The Antichrist has many titles, including the Ruler Who Will Come, the Little Horn, the Beast, and the Man of Lawlessness. In this article, we'll look at just these four titles. The Antichrist will be a blasphemous dictator whose reign of terror against God's people will last for 3.5 years. This 3.5 years is also expressed as 42 months, or 1260 days, and is known by the term a time, times, and half a time. 1 year plus 2 years plus half a year equals 3.5 years. Daniel 9:27 talks about the ruler who will come and says, "He will confirm a covenant, a peace agreement, with many for 1 7, that is a 7 year period. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering, and on a wing of the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him." So after 3.5 years, the Antichrist will break the covenant and set up the abomination that causes desolation, which is spoken of in Matthew 24, verse 15. Then Matthew 24:16-22 tell us that the Antichrist begins his persecution of Jews and Christians during the time known as the Great Tribulation. The Little Horn is spoken about in Daniel 7. This chapter is about four beast empires. The fourth beast has 10 horns, that is 10 kings, when a little horn comes up amongst them and uproots 3 of the horns. Daniel 7:25-26 say that the little horn will speak against the Most High and oppress his saints, and try to change the set times and the laws. The saints will be handed over to him for a time, times, and half a time, 3.5 years, but the court will sit and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. These verses also tell us that the little horn, the Antichrist, will oppress the saints for 3.5 years, and then he will be defeated. Revelation 13:1-10 tell us about the beast with 10 horns and 7 heads. One of the heads of the beast recovered from what seemed to be a fatal wound. We are told that the dragon, the devil, gives his power and authority to the beast, who blasphemes God and makes war against the saints for 42 months, that is 3.5 years. He will be empowered by the devil to rule the world militarily, religiously, and economically. Militarily, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. It's in Revelation 13. Religiously, all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life. That's also in Revelation 13. Economically, he, the false prophet, also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name, also in Revelation 13. The man of lawlessness is another name for the Antichrist, and in 2 Thessalonians 2:3 and 4, we are told that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Because he thinks he is God, he demands worship from everyone. Then 2 Thessalonians 2:9 and 10 tell us of his satanic deception. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. There is also another beast, known as the false prophet, who assists the Antichrist and performs miracles. We are told he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceives the inhabitants of the earth. So the Antichrist will be an extremely powerful and deceptive dictator who will dominate the world and severely persecute God's people. The things we know about the Antichrist include: as a little horn, he rises up and uproots 3 horns of the 10-horned beast. One head of the beast recovered from what seemed to be a fatal wound. He confirms a 7-year peace agreement. He breaks that agreement halfway through it. He sets up an abomination in the temple. He declares himself to be God. and he hates all who oppose him, especially Jews and Christians. Basically, he will be the devil in the flesh. In Revelation 12 verses 3 and 9, the ten-horned, seven-headed beast is called a dragon, which is another name for the devil. That is why Jesus warns us not to even go near false prophets or false Christ, but to wait for him, the real Christ, to return. End-time believers will be without excuse if they become deceived, as Jesus said, "See, I have told you ahead of time." That's in Matthew 24 verse 25. During that time, believers will need to be watchful of deception more than ever, and be walking closely with Jesus for the strength to persevere to the end. The next article will be on the millennium. Amen.